Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. As I promised you in the studio, we are with the manager for marketing and communication from NIPAM, and that is Mr. Johannes Hatutale, to engage us on Prime Minister Charity Foundation. Mr. Johannes, good morning and welcome to Early Morning Scoop.
Good morning, and it's always a pleasure being here.
Yes, before we go to Prime Minister Charity Foundation Gala Dinner, how is NIPAM doing, and how is everyone out there?
I know we are good. Yeah. The atmosphere is great, NIPAM.
Yeah.
We are busy, you know, executing our mandate of transforming the public sector.
Yeah.
This is through capacity building.
Yeah.
We're doing through the training.
Yeah.
Operational research.
Yeah.
Consultancy.
Yeah.
And capacity evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
The momentum at NIPAM is great. We have been touching base. We have been increasing our stakeholder engagement. We have been increasing our stakeholder engagement.
Yeah.
We are really just trying to make ourselves more relevant in the market, within the public sector, and just trying to be close to our clients.
Yeah, that's good, because a lot of people used to call it the University of Public Sector.
Yeah.
It's a public sector, but there are quite beautiful courses out there. So let's go to a short commercial break, then we can come to the conversation.
Save the date for November 26, 2025, when all registered voters head to the polls for the regional councils and local authorities elections. Your voice matters, and your vote is your voice. Head to your nearest polling station and elect your leaders. Remember, every vote counts. Get involved. Put your voice in the box. Vote on November 26, 2025.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yeah, as I indicated, we're in the studio with Mr. Hatutale from NIPAM, call it University of Public Sector. But today he's speaking about the Prime Minister Charity Foundation Gala Dinner. And Mr. Hatutale, maybe just to give a short background, what is Prime Minister Charity Foundation Gala Dinner all about, and how did it come about, and what do you expect from that?
Yeah, thank you. The Prime Minister Charity Foundation Gala Dinner is an initiative that NIPAM is embarking on.
Yeah.
The first of its kind.
Yeah.
We are looking at raising or mobilizing funds.
Yeah.
To support the public institution, especially the local authorities.
Yeah.
This initiative is in line with the Prime Minister's commitment for national development and the effective governance.
Yeah.
We are just trying to ensure that we become or we remain relevant. NIPAM is just trying to reposition itself at a certain level where they are trying to push its mandate for transforming the public sector.
Yeah, well, when did it come about, and what have been done so far, and where was it established?
Yeah, this initiative came a long way last year. With the team, we decided to say we need to embark on an initiative where we support the public institution. Through our stakeholder engagement, we've been touching base with them, and then realized that some institutions in the public sector are operating without these crucial documents like a strategic plan, business plan, and performance management system. And these are crucial documents I highlighted to say these documents, you know, each institution are expected to operate with this document.
Yeah.
Because these are where you find your strategic objectives for the year or for the next 5 years. And then through our also engagement, we've noticed that some of these institutions don't have this document. NIPAM already took the lead by assisting some of the village council, developing this, this strategic document. Mm-hmm. So therefore, but then we realized this is it's better we have an initiative
mm-hmm.
where we raise fund, because mm-hmm. this is not only a problem of some certain situations.
Yeah,
there are many situations institutions out there that are operating with us this document.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, now we came to say let's have a platform.
Yeah.
Where we. We raise fund,
yeah.
We mobilize fund to support this institution.
Yeah. Now somebody may be interested to say, when is the gala dinner going to take place? Yeah. Where, and also who are expected to be the participants or to be the attendees of this gala dinner?
Yeah. The gala dinner will take place, next week, Friday, which yeah. is 28th of November.
Yeah.
It's taking place just at our campus, at our beautiful, beautiful building
yeah.
in NIPAM.
Yeah.
At NIPAM. Mm. It's starting at 1800 hour to, it's a 3 or 2 hour event.
Okay.
And then, the event is open. We have sent out direct invitations
yeah.
to certain, institutions within the public sector and private sectors.
Yeah.
And for those that have not seen the invitation, we are using this kind of platform,
mm-hmm.
Just to invite them. The tables are table, we are going to sell tables, 10 tables.
Yeah.
Which are, I mean, 10 people for 20,000 for 10 people per mm-hmm. table.
Okay.
Or in individual for 2,000 per person.
Mm-hmm.
So the directive, I'm, like I said, the invitation really it's out there and we are receiving good response.
Yeah.
So we, it is just a final stretch just mm-hmm. to remind for those that have not seen the invitation mm-hmm. to make use to come on board and assist us.
Yeah, is it only public sector, or if somebody, for example, is let me say you are in academia, mm-hmm. you are in academia, you are a professor, you are a researcher, and you also have your team
yes.
that you also have your team that you also want to attend, because somebody is just interested in listening. Particularly when you speak about strategic plan, it's a very interesting thing. It's a very interesting document because. There's quite a bit of, a gap in Namibia when you analyze, a strategic plan and also the way it is implemented. And I think it's quite a very interesting thing. But what if other people are interested in attending that gala dinner or to meet with, Dr. Elia Gulare at
yeah.
that, dinner, but interested, how do you advise on that?
I know, like I said, the invitation, we are trying to assist the public institution.
Yeah.
So, having private sectors or having individuals to come on board.
Yeah.
It will be, this is the invitation is extended via the private sector.
Yeah.
You know, a private sector plays crucial role in the national development.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think was it last month when the president launched, the public private partnership
yeah,
forum.
Yeah.
So this is another platform just to encourage also private sector to come on board
yeah.
and assist this this initiative for the Prime Minister
mm-hmm.
to enable to reach the national development and effective governance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While we are there, you said it's next week Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we are going to repeat those days, especially at the end of our conversation. Mm-hmm. Let us look at the expected outcome from this initiative. What is the main expected outcome from this initiative, and how does it align with NIPAM mandates and objectives?
Yeah, we expected to see tangible improvements after this initiative, after
yeah.
this launch.
Yeah.
We expected to see that most institutions have strategic objective, because with this money, we are going to assist institutions.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, we are going to ensure that our consultancy team of NIPAM assist them in developing the strategic plan
yeah.
and business plan and performance management system.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, we are going to assess through our capacity evaluation. We are going to assess that they have these documents in place.
Mm-hmm.
How are they doing? Are the strategic objectives within those documents are set? Are they being implemented? We are just supposed to see strategic improvement
mm-hmm.
and direction in this department.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then on the other side of how it aligns with NIPAM, you see NIPAM, it's mandated to transform the capacity building within the institution.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we just want to see improved service delivery within this institution.
Mm-hmm.
Especially local authorities, they are at the forefront of service delivery.
Indeed,
so,
indeed.
Yeah, so once we have these documents in place, we expect yeah. to see citizens receiving good quality service from the public institution.
Yeah. And I hope this will assist a lot of local authority, because you know what we see.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the leadership and service delivery, you just ask yourself, maybe there is something wrong. There
yeah.
is good intention, but maybe there is something wrong that need to be done. And it's quite a good platform. Now, maybe just to give us a little bit of an overview, how is that 2 or 3 hours going to look like, the gala dinner itself. Because some of us only attend the high school gala dinner, but we don't really know at that level, how is a gala dinner, look like, the attendance, maybe some of the few events that will happen there within that. Just if you can give us an overview on that.
Yeah, the event, will be graced by the Right Honorable the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Himself.
Yeah.
We expect him to be, or he's going to address the keynote. Also our chairperson. Ambassador Miriam Mukusa.
Okay.
Also the cabinet secretary to cabinet.
Yeah.
She will also be in attendance, and other delegations from other ministries we expected to come on board. Mm-hmm. So the event will, we have got some little of performance in it.
Yeah,
I think everything is in place.
Yeah.
And we expect to see a lot during that evening.
Yeah, just why we are there, because we have around 6 minutes. We are doing very well so far. Mm-hmm. So let us look at, the private sector. I attended the public-private sector forum, and the president indicated that we cannot develop the country if we are divided. We must all work together. But now, how is strategic plans within the private sector, and also how is assisting the public sector to put their house in order, particularly when it's coming to planning, and those initiative can also allow the private sector also to come on board. How do you build that relationship, if I have to put it that way?
Through our stakeholder engagement, we encourage private sectors to come on board and assist this initiative.
Mm.
Like you said, the president encouraged the initiative of public-private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I also indicate to say private sector plays a crucial role in national development.
Mm.
Once they are on board, they will assist this public institution, because a functioning public institution, you expect to see an improvement business environment where private sector operate within. So them coming on board to support this initiative, once we strengthen this institution, we expect to see good quality services within those institutions or within those local authority. And then once we see that, we expect to attract good investors to come on board, and the economy will improve within that region.
Mr. Johannes Atutare, maybe do is there other events which are happening within NIPAM that we should know regarding this?
Yeah, NIPAM is always busy. We are also hosting a culture change seminar. On this time, this was a directive from the parliament, from cabinet, where NIPAM needed to come on board and come up with a culture change program.
Mm-hmm.
So this program will take place on the 3rd of December this year.
Yeah.
The direct invitation was also sent out to all ministries already.
Yeah.
And also we just said we need to create momentum before we launch the program on the 3rd of December. We need to host a seminar.
Mm.
And we need to look at one of the institutions that have developed a case study where you can learn from,
where
other public institutions can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
Hence now we are calling this a culture change seminar.
Yeah.
A case study of NAMRA.
Uh-huh.
We're going to use NAMRA as a case study. So we are going to have the commissioner of NAMRA, Mr. Sim Shibute, to come on board and just tell us how they transformed NAMRA, how is the culture at NAMRA. You know, so most of other public institutions can learn from
NAMRA. It's quite very interesting also to have success story, because I spoke with a lot of callers and also people in the field, but there is always a success story in the public sector, and that's quite a very good thing. So, dear listeners, we are in the conversation with Mr. Johannes Atutare, a spokesperson of NIPAM, Namibia Institute of Public Administration and Management. We call it University of Public Sector. But if you have a question in these 3 minutes, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Yeah, just maybe to look at the summary, especially regarding the conversation for today, when we speak about the Prime Minister Charity Foundation Gala Dinner. Maybe what are some of the key things that you do not want to forget out there, key things that you want to highlight, especially regarding, this charity foundation that will happen next week, Friday, right?
I'm just going to encourage the public out there to come on board and assist this initiative. It's a national initiative, which is scheduled to take place on 2025. It's starting at 1800 hour. It's a 3-hour event. We, I just encourage them to to come on board and assist us raising this fund. So because once the public institution, once we build, we strengthen our public institution,
yeah,
we also in the end strengthen our nation.
Yeah.
And then we just want to, you know, the public to assist us in transforming or in carrying out our mandate
mm-hmm.
by transforming and ensuring that tomorrow we see an efficient public institution out there.
Yes, that was it from Mr. Johannes Tutare, the spokesperson of NIPAM, and he was indicating to us Prime Minister Foundation or Prime Minister Charity Foundation Gala Dinner that will happen next week on the 28th of November 2025, and the aim is to raise fund, especially to strengthen institutional strategic plan, particularly with the public sector. And this is calling everybody out there to make sure that you are part of this transformation. And Mr. Johannes, thank you very much for taking time, and also thank you very much for sharing this information. And you know, when we listen to success story within public sector, that is what we need, because I don't only look at the document, analyze, and look at the failure, because I know if we have strengthened the public sector, if strategic plans are implemented, we are going to thrive. And you cannot go anywhere without the strong SOEs and strong public sector in the country. But thank you very much for your time, and continue doing the great work that you are doing at NIPAM. And greet Dr. Morangi.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.